perhaps a question for Tim Stearns. It's our Tuesdays with Tim Stearns from TJ Stearns. Hey, Tim, how are you doing today, my friend?
Good. I'm doing well.
You're feeling good? A hot summer? How are you guys all holding up there?
We're doing okay. We have air conditioning now, John, so.
Was that a subtle dig?
Yeah, a little bit, a little bit.
Well, you know, some people's air doesn't keep up. Some people got to work outside. We're not all certified financial planners, Tim. Although I shouldn't talk. I'm a radio guy who goes from my garage to Lower Wacker, and I don't even go outside. So,
true.
Before we go on, by the way, I know your whole family. Part of the reason why you come on WGN is because your family is like huge WGN radio fans through and through.
That's right.
So I just want to, your father-in-law, I know, is going through some health stuff recovering. He's a huge WGN listener. So I just wanted to say hello to your father-in-law, Fred. Shout out to Fred for being the big listener in the Tim Stearns family, or one of them. And I know you're wishing him well, huh?
I am. We're all pulling for him, and he knows that.
All right, good to hear that. Okay, let's get to the topic of the day. It's a good one, right? We're in the midst of what seems to be maybe a pause in the action in Israel and Iran, and that's a good thing, right? It has made people wonder. This market continues kind of churning along. You know, some down days here and there, but mainly not rattled at all by what's happening in the Middle East. Optimistic. I think a lot of people go, why? I mean, there's war. And, Tim, I think people are right to question that, but maybe the historical data is somewhere we can look to find out maybe why markets aren't so rattled. Go on.
Well, I mean, there's a great article put out by Fortune, and basically why wars rarely kill bull markets, a contrarian case for stocks. And some of the stuff that I read in there I really liked. For example, smart investors study patterns of conflict and where to find upside when others are frozen by fear. I saw a lot of overreaction in the last, you know, couple weeks with that. You know, we try to be unemotional, you know, here. So, you know, we're going to go in and out of the markets based on, you know, what we're seeing and not what we're feeling.
Do we think that, I mean, the global conflict obviously can cause dips, right? It causes those, I don't want to call them overreactions, but they cause reactions, certainly, right? Is it just that if the underlying factors of an economy are strong, then people can kind of look past a war? And a war or skirmish comes with resolutions often, and the market is forward-looking.
And that's true. You know, a lot of investors, they're going to be pricing in fear, you know, but those opportunities typically follow shortly after that, like we've seen with the Ukraine war, you know, and also with after Iraq, the first couple wars, Desert Storm, Desert. We saw people, you know, very scared, and then they got out, and then guess what? The markets went back up over 30% 1 year later.
Just getting started with Tim Stearns from TJ Stearns. We'll continue our conversation with him. We're talking about markets. We're talking about the wars and the uncertainty. Let's dive a little bit into that again, because I think that with the forward-looking fear that people have, that the market drop, if it comes from a global conflict, the timing of it kind of comes during the run-up, right? I mean, this is I shouldn't say it like this, but when bombs start dropping, often they use the Gulf War and other places as an example. That's actually when the markets do the rebound. It's the lead-up where you see the drop.
Exactly. Like our institutional money managers, you know, we anticipate the pivot from, you know, panic to profit. And, you know, smart money basically remains unfazed by headlines is what, you know, what we do. We position ourselves before that narrative shifts from chaos to control.
And we've talked about this with the other uncertainty, whether it's tariffs. I mean, do you have people that you've been working with calling you around the horn about the Iran war, or are they sleeping well at night?
They are sleeping well at night. We have plans in place, and that's what's important, you know, that we have, you know, a protect and grow blueprint in place that's going to help them, you know, sleep well at night because they know we've got them covered.
Yeah. Walk us through that a little bit. How do you develop that plan?
Well, you're going to make sure that we have a, you know, good idea of what their budget is, what they're working with, and then we build it from there and putting inflation in there, taxes, and, you know, anything else that might be their blind spots. We're seeing a lot of people calling in from the show, coming from our workshops, who have a lot of blind spots that they didn't know they had. And, you know, we always say you don't know what you don't know, and that's very true.
What are some of those blind spots? We've talked about a couple of them here in taxes, but it's kind of those unforeseen things that come up during retirement, or maybe, and we say they're unforeseen, but they're often things, Tim, and I'm sure you help people out with it, is they really should have been seen. I mean, there are things that are there that we know about, but people just, they look at their lump of money and go, I'm set.
Well, the number one I'll say is long-term care. You know, if your advisor is not addressing that 800-pound gorilla, you've got problems, because you have a 7 out of 10 chance that you're going to need it, and 9 out of 10 of us have not taken care of that.
Is it through forms of insurance, or are you looking at other options for the income that can come in to supplement those costs?
No, usually we're using a hybrid life insurance policy. Full disclosure, that's what my wife and I have. Because I don't want to be a burden, and I don't want my money to go to a nursing home when it could be, leveraged into something else for us if I never use it.
Yeah, and you bring up a good point about you don't want your money going there. I have heard so many stories of people that the burden goes then to their kids, right?
Exactly.
I think we could stomach if all of my money goes away because I had to take care of myself and my spouse for long-term care. I mean, I wouldn't like it, but I could stomach it. But the thought of having your kids to have to pay for you to do that, I think that would motivate anyone to go, wait, hold on, we need to look at this.
Right. The other thing you're seeing is that you're going to be sacrificing, your kids will probably be sacrificing some part of their career / job to take care of dad, and that's not fair to them either. And that's why I wanted to make sure, we wouldn't be a burden.
What's the conversation like if I call 800-640-2256? Am I having all my documents in front of me when I call you? Can I just kind of start having that conversation with some general numbers? I mean, really, because people get antsy ahead of a call, a big one, where they're going to maybe consider chatting with you and helping you help them out. What do they need to know or have ready for that first call?
If they're having angst or anxiety about what's going on in their world as they're ramping up to retirement, or they're even in retirement, give us a call. We can talk about Social Security, Medicare, having a plan, long-term care, all these different things that are baked into a retirement that, you get one shot at. That's what we always talk about.
But it's a casual conversation. I mean, it's two guys or a man and a woman. I mean, you guys are just chatting through the stuff, right? You're figuring out kind of what they want to do. It's not like you're immediately like, tell me everything about your HSA, right? You're walking through some of the more kind of the plans that people have. I mean, that's really the human connection I think that you really aim to provide to people.
We just try to make people feel better. And if they, I see so many people come in, and then when they finally do a plan with us, the husband or the wife turn to each other and go, I just feel so much better now because I want to make sure you'd be okay if something happened to me. And I know that's how my dad was with my mom. And, my mom always said, I think he did a pretty good job.
Yeah, there you go. I know that a lot of people have angst to go, kind of like going to the doctor to talk to someone like you.
Yep.
But I feel like while you are obviously going to help them and identify those blind spots, there aren't a lot of people that might be off in better shape than they realize. Do you often talk to people and go, no, you're, I mean, we're going to tweak some things. We're going to make this safe. We're going to take what you've earned and keep it safe, but you're in good shape, my friend. That has to be the end of a lot of these conversations.
It's funny that you bring that up. We just shot some new commercials for WGN TV, and that's basically the what we're asking of people. If you think you can retire, come in and find out if you can. And why wouldn't you take us up on that to make sure that you can retire and you can retire comfortably?
Well, people often want to know the number, and we kind of like game plan that out, you and me, on the show a couple weeks ago. But I think that's a good call to action. 800-640-2256, 800-640-2256. Call Tim and just be like, can I retire? Or like, what's your best guess? I mean, you're going to need to know some details, some basic facts, and walk through it. But I think that some people may be surprised to find out, because I know a lot of folks that are near retirement who their parents were part of the Great Depression. Like, I'm talking about my parents here, who are doing really well, but they didn't think they were doing as well because they grew up in a more frugal sense, and the spending of the money was so frightful to them that they were actually in better shape, Tim, than they realized.
Right, and I'll go a step further. The baby boomers that were raised by those people, they don't want to spend their money either because they've been taught how to be frugal by their parents. So give us a call at 800-640-2256, and we'll help you get retired comfortably.
Love that. Tim, as always, it's good to talk to you on Tuesdays with Tim. We'll do it again soon, okay?
All right, John. Thanks for having me.